on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
It is another Wednesday coming to you live from Torta Pizza, the 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. First and foremost, I apologize. You were right. I was wrong.
I was. What did I win?
You said your boy's on TV.
I did say that.
And I said, I don't have any boys. You know, I really don't.
You do.
Again, after some things that have happened in the previous couple weeks, months, whatever, you know, I've said to you that I've called a lot of people friends, blah, 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 that they, in fact, they're not.
Right.
So I'm not even sure what this is because it's not the UFC. Oh, it's the WEC. Okay.
Sure.
WEC back in the day before the UFC probably bought it. Not sure when this was. And you said, yeah, your boy's on TV. I'm like, I don't have any boys. And then I looked up and I'm like, hey, he does look familiar. And I stand corrected. That is my boy. That's my brother from another mother.
Elves?
Eve Edwards.
Oh, Eve.
Elves? What?
Well, it's Christmas time. I thought.
No.
I got elves on the show.
Do you believe in karma?
Yes.
See, I don't know if I do.
Yeah.
But after Saturday, maybe I'm going to start.
It happens.
I'm going to start.
It happens. When you...
First time ever. First time that I know of. I don't want to say ever because I don't remember yesterday.
Sure.
But that I didn't make it public, really, that
right.
I rooted against someone. And karma's a bitch, I guess.
Man. Like, that was a brutal knockout.
It was.
A brutal knockout. They knocked him out of the UFC altogether as they have released him.
Yeah, they did. They're releasing, like, up to 60 fighters.
A lot of people are being released. Why is that?
Well, there's numerous reasons.
Well, I mean, the NFL, I get. You have 53-man roster. You got to whittle it down. Can't the UFC, they can have unlimited employees because they're all 1099 employees, right? They're not actual corporate.
Right. You know, they're 1099. They only make money when they fight.
Right.
But by releasing them, it's giving them the opportunity to go fight elsewhere.
Right.
You know, if an organization doesn't want to keep someone employed, because of talent or lack thereof or whatever, it's their right to release you.
And they just announced that Bellator received Anthony Rumble Johnson. So he's agreed to terms with Bellator, leaving the UFC as well.
Good for him.
But there's about 60, you know, roster names. And
Dana, Romero was one. Anderson Silva was one.
Dana says there's some more
Matt,
coming.
What's Matt's last name?
Wyman.
Matt Wyman's one.
That's your boy.
That's my boy. Whatever.
I mean, we all know the Randy touch. Like the
can be good or bad.
You come on the show and you perform and performance of the night and knockout bonuses and.
Well, he was performance of the night. His opponent won $50,000.
Or you become a highlight reel.
That's Justin Gaethje. He is that's the true. Human highlight reel. Where were we? I don't know.
No, we're just talking about people that. Act a certain way on this program.
We wasn't talking that. We're talking about releasing.
Karma,
you know, it's they have too many fighters, even with every week that they're doing. You know, with the Dana White Contender Series, you know, they're able to. I mean, let's be honest. The NFL stands for not for long. You have a contract. They're always trying to replace you.
Right.
Same goes with the UFC, Bellator, bare knuckle. You know, whatever. You know, if you're not performing and you're making a lot of money. Why would they not pay somebody less money to see if they can perform, you know, as they're bringing the younger talent in through the contender series?
I mean, is everybody on the chopping block with the UFC? Like, is there any names that they would protect as, like, company-owned, like John Jones or, like?
Well, no. I mean, Anderson Silva just proved that there's numerous names that are untouchable until they're touchable. You know, back in the day, who would have ever thunk Anderson Silva would be released or not re-signed or decide to move on.
Right.
That happens to us all. It's just like death. Nobody gets out of this alive.
Sure.
Well, eventually, every player, you know, Warren Sapp was basically let go to another team. So was Derek Brooks. So was John Lynch. So was Doug Williams. You know, everybody, eventually it's time to move on, whether you make the decision or it's made for you.
So they just call it releasing? It's not like firing? You're not firing them?
Well, they are firing.
They're firing.
It's the same thing. You're being released.
Have you ever been fired?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. What did you get fired for? And from what job?
I'm trying to remember if, in fact, I did get fired. I used to work for, I think I got fired. I don't remember. When I first got out of the Navy, I got thrown into a job at a title company.
Okay.
Do you know what title insurance is and that kind of stuff? Okay. So I really didn't know much about it. And it helped me get into what I do now on the side, the Novus Donors and such. So it was a friend, I think, of maybe my little brother's. And his dad was a big shot at this title company. I won't mention the title company. So when you do a title search, you know, you run names and then you look for all these things. Nobody really taught me anything. And so I missed, I believe it was a $1.5 million document.
Oh, boy.
Because you're running legal descriptions. In a legal description, it said ETC, et cetera, which is just a big broad brush to say, and anything else that we want to throw under there.
Okay.
And it fell through the cracks because I didn't see it. I might have got fired for that, but I don't remember. It might have been longer, you know, that I was there a little bit longer.
Because radio is notorious for, like, people, you know, getting fired, like, unless you're Howard Stern and you renew your contract for another 5 years.
I did get fired from a radio gig once. And it was one of those I was upset and happy that I never had to broadcast with Hubert Mizell ever again.
Okay.
Who was a big name in the Tampa Bay area and blah, 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 blah. But it was torture. Kind of like what it is for you doing this show.
Right.
It was torture having to go in every morning and deal with this guy.
Did you get fired on air like I did?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think you could be the first person ever.
Really? You think?
Because typically on radio, when you get fired,
Yes. You're
not on radio anymore. Like, if you get that, typically, and I know it happens sometimes, I think there's Ron Diaz.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, who is retiring.
Yeah.
You know, and a friend of the show and a really good dude. Is retiring. Now, there's still a difference between being fired and retiring.
Right, sure, of course.
When you get fired, they're not going to say, Friday's your last day, you're fired, because it opens up to you saying whatever you want to say.
Oh, yeah.
Today, tomorrow, the next day, until it's time, you know, to get fired. So typically, it's like at the end of the shift or whatever, you get called in, like I did at this one with Hubert, you know, and I was told.
What did they let you go for? What was the reasoning?
They were bringing in another talent.
Oh, okay.
And if you're going to get fired, the guy who replaced me is a pretty big name in sports radio nowadays.
Really?
Yes.
Do we know him by name?
Well, I do.
Do people in Tampa Bay know him
name? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is he the voice of a team?
No. He's the voice on, I don't know if it's Fox. It may be Fox. Colin Cowherd.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's who replaced you?
Yeah. Oh, so I don't feel overly bad.
You're going to get replaced. Right? That's the guy.
Now, but he wasn't Cowherd then. I mean, that's his last name or whatever. But, I mean, he wasn't as big then as he was as he is now.
Does it make it easier, like, if you were Jameis Winston and you got replaced by Tom Brady?
Of course.
Like,
sure it does.
To be replaced by a bigger name?
Sure it does. But, again, I wasn't because and Colin, I guess, was a decent name, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but he wasn't the name then that he is now.
Sure.
You know, somebody might have, I don't want to say did, but might have got replaced by Chris Berman at some point. Doesn't mean it was Chris Berman, the boomer or whatever that he is now. Hawking car insurance and whatever he's doing.
Hot dogs.
I told you my Chris Berman story, right?
No.
In Houston?
No.
All right, real quick. So we're at the Houston Super Bowl, and we're walking through Radio Row, and we happen to just stumble into the ESPN massive booth. And I heard somebody say Chris Berman's on his way. I could give a rat's you know what that Chris Berman's on his way. So we start to walk away, and then again I hear him say Chris Berman's on his way. Good for you. So this is in the massive Houston Convention Center, and I'm with my former co-host. Got something caught my throat there.
One I replaced.
No, this is a ways back. And I hear somebody yell, stop. stop moving. For Chris Berman?
Like the president's coming down.
You got to be kidding me. So I kept walking and they yelled it again. So my former co-host stops and I keep walking. And I probably walked as far from where we are sitting at Torta Pizza to probably where the Starbucks is across 4th Street.
Sure.
And they're still yelling and I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. For Chris Berman? It's Chris Berman. First of all, my thoughts on media people are just a job.
I've been with you at these events, and I know that you don't wait for anything. Like, you always just walk off. Like,
I've done it in the streets when the cop got mad at me in Atlanta. We have the green light. He says, stop. I go, it's a green light. You know what he said to me? I have the gun. That's what he said.
He's true.
It is true. I said, yeah, you're right. So I kept walking. I ended up stopping. These massive doors open up, and a bunch of suited dudes walk out, and I'm still thinking for Chris Berman? And it was former President George Bush.
Oh, it was the president.
It was. Not only was the president.
And Chris Berman.
No, it wasn't Chris Berman. Oh. But literally, they walked right by my former co-host, and the former president shook his hand.
Wow.
So help me God. I was so mad.
Wow.
No, I really didn't
photo?
Like,
no photo evidence?
Well, first, it was really before phones and stuff. So it didn't happen?
It didn't happen.
It happened.
I don't believe it.
It happened. I saw it with my own eyes. And he is a lot like you, would just do absolutely the stupidest stuff known to man. Because I'm going to tell a story about him without saying his name, but I'm going to tell you a story that's very much like you.
Okay.
Doing stupid crap just so that you're always talked about. That story. And it is MMA related.
Okay.
That story when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's homeless pets always benefit from the generosity of the Tampa Bay community during holiday giving. There are many ways to help. Make an end-of-year gift of any amount or become a pet partner for just $19 a month. Do both online at humanesocietytampa.org/give. You can also donate items from our wish list to help us feed and comfort our animals. See our list at humanesocietytampa.org/wishlist. Items can be dropped off from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday or placed in the bins at our shelter entrance after hours. Thank you for remembering those who need you most.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
You didn't even watch. Just put on a performance for you. Oh, that was awesome.
Should have stretched before you did.
I don't know. I did pull two muscles in my back.
You're going to be sore tomorrow.
That song had me rocking and rolling. Right, we do need to see the Nigerian Nightmare back in the cage sometime soon.
We do.
I'm missing my man, Oos.
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of your crazy antics, what was the crazy antics that your
former co-host
did?
I'm going to get to it in 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Spot just ran for the Humane Society.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I got two new...
cats.
Yeah, Siamese. Two new cats.
Siamese cats, right?
Rescues. Okay. Yeah, Siamese. They're pretty cool.
They look cool.
The only thing I don't like about them is they're all over me when I sleep. Like, so when I go to sleep at night, you know, I sleep in the chair. I wake up and they're between my legs, you know, down by my feet. And, you know, I don't want to move over. I don't want to. So I'm rolling out of the chair because I don't want to disturb the kittens.
Or crush them.
Or crush them.
I mean, the cats, I thought cats usually are like independent and they kind of stay away, but.
They stay away, but they're also, you know, cuddly. And
I would probably get a cat if it was like more like a dog and cuddle with you. Like,
well,
I would,
dogs
I would
don't
have,
cuddle.
Yes, they do.
Well, ours cuddles with the wife. Doesn't want any part of me, which I love. All right, so here's the story. So as you know, those type of people, who's those? Those, you know, those
people.
That's like from, I remember the Titans. You know, it's like you people. What do you mean you people? Talking about you all. You are one of those people.
Okay.
Okay. This is live radiotherapy.
All right.
You are one of those people. You are one of those people that you will do something. Well, you do stuff that is so freaking stupid because you know that people will talk about it forever.
What do you mean, like a red mohawk?
Just all the stupid stuff you do.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything normal that you do. It's all stupid stuff.
It's true. Well,
it's not about you. So
Arnold
sit there and be
quiet. Schwarzenegger said the worst thing to ever be is average.
Yeah, it's normal.
Normal.
Sure.
Right,
so. And I'm normal. I get it. I get the whole story.
Got it.
So my former co-host who grew up in the shock jock era, all that kind of stuff. So we're broadcasting an MMA show in Connecticut. We were sitting at the table with none other than your world champion, Matt Hughes.
Okay.
I believe Jens Pulver was there.
Okay.
And I remember it vividly. So we're sitting at, let's say, this long table. I'm sitting on the right side. This former co-host is on the left side.
Okay.
Matt Hughes is sitting across from him. Jens, I believe it was Jens, was sitting next to him, and there was somebody else there. So this guy has, like you, no idea about MMA. No clue. And he just says stupid stuff, whatever.
Okay.
So he says to Matt, so let's talk about the controversy, how you might have won the world title or you might not have won the world title. Something on those lines.
Valid question.
And, well, A, it's not valid because he is the world champion. And Matt says, let me show you the controversy.
Oh.
And he walked around the table and he put him in a rear naked choke and choked him unconscious.
Did he purposely let him choke him unconscious?
Well, it was one of those, yes. He didn't fight it. He didn't have a chance to fight it.
Okay.
He could have tried to fight it. It wouldn't have mattered. But he's the type of person to do just like you, because I've talked about it ever since. It's one of my favorite times ever. You heard him gurgle on the air because he still had the headset on.
Oh, nice.
And Matt locked in the rear naked choke, and you heard as he unconscious. The PR people ran over to make sure he was still alive. And I asked him to stop so I could get a camera and take a picture of him laying there unconscious.
You get a photo of that?
Oh, I'm sure I do, but I don't keep track of anything. It's probably on something somewhere or whatever. Loved it. Loved it. It was fantastic.
Well, I'm ready for my chance. Why won't anybody take my challenge?
Then my next co-host, our buddy up in Newport, Richie, same Matt Hughes, we're on an elevator in New Jersey, and said former co-host made a comment about how the freight elevator stunk. Now, there was about 412 guys on this elevator.
Okay.
Robbie Lawler just fought. So Robbie's there, and Matt's there, and Pat was probably there, and just a whole bunch of people on this freight elevator. And this former co-host made a comment about how badly it stunk, and your former world champion, at the time, Matt Hughes, said, then you get the hell off. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
It was
Hughes just, I mean, he didn't do anything to me in Denver.
Matt's a good dude. We trained. Matt was fighting Carlos Newton in London, in the 40s, I think. And we went to go work out. You know, we were hanging. We were part of them at this time. And, you know, I was there with Sean, and we started rolling and goofing around. And I guess I went a little bit too rough on Sean.
Right. That's your son.
It's my son.
And your co-host.
And, yeah, he is the co-host.
You got some aggression.
And so we got done, and Matt goes, all right, Randy, you and me this time. I go, you and me what? He goes, you and me are going to roll. I said, roll what? He said, come here. So I came. Everybody loves it when I say this, so I'll say it. He mounted me and said, you have 5 minutes, go. I said, go where? You have 5 minutes, get out. Get out of what? I said, Carlos Newton can't get out. You know, you're fighting them on Saturday. The guys can't. Go. Longest 5 minutes of my life. You think these 2 hours are long? Try doing 5 minutes with the world champion on top of you.
I'll take that challenge all day.
Matt, in the shape he's in today, would just still destroy
absolutely
you.
Not.
Absolutely.
No question.
Yeah, you're right.
I would get out so fast.
You
really underestimate
when me. You go to Brazil.
Yes.
You're going there next week.
Next Monday.
How far are you from Rio?
By car, 8 hours. By plane, like 45 minutes.
Okay. Do you want to make a challenge? Are you willing to make the 8-hour drive?
I know. Because I won't have access to it. I won't have a car.
I will bet there. You any amount of money that you can write on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Any amount of money.
That David Vieira. If he mounted me, I couldn't get out in 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
I'll take that challenge.
That I won't even say mount you. How about you just start and he will submit you in less than 2 minutes?
Well, no, of course. The level of jiu-jitsu he has. I mean,
yes. If he mounts you, not only will you not get out, he will submit you in less than 2 minutes.
I would get out.
I'm willing to put up my house versus your house.
It's a big upgrade for you.
Possibly. All right.
But I would have a new patio.
Depending on which house.
Well, I'm taking your house. I'm keeping the cats.
I will put anything. And David is coming back here.
Yeah. He's going to open a school right by my house. Or by your new house.
And by my new house.
It's right there. Right around the corner.
Now, here's the only question on the bet. Are families included? Do I get your wife and daughters, or do they have to get out too?
Careful how you answer that, Randy. Do you want my wife and daughters? I think I would rather have the cats. But my kids are just like the cats. I wake up and they're all over me. I can't move. I can't get out of bed without crushing them. So I get trapped. You know,
I tried to trade the kittens.
Got like 120 pounds of kids laying on me.
I tried to trade the kittens.
Did you?
To my two grandkids.
Okay.
For my new granddaughter.
Okay.
They love their sister.
Right.
But I said, you can have both cats if I get to keep baby. They're like, that's an interesting trade. I definitely may consider it. But we're going to set this up with David.
Okay.
You know, and it's just not, I'm not going to tell you when.
Well, if he wants to come up.
Hold on a second.
If he wants to come up to my city.
I'm not going to tell you when. So you can't train. So you can't, even though you can, you probably could train. He would still kill you.
Listen, have him come up to my city while I'm in Brazil next week. I'll train with Eric Silva from the UFC.
Yeah, Rodrigo, he's going to come to you. Yeah, he's going to come to you.
We'll invite him. My brother-in-law owns the largest restaurant in the state. We'll wine and dine. They live on a penthouse overlooking the city. We're going to be kings. We'll be like Scarface.
First of all, he's not driving 8 hours to come beat you up.
He might. You could probably convince him. Tell him I did some terrible things to you.
Then I
made you look bad. I made ratings go down.
That's on a regular basis.
I was getting ready to replace Howard Stern in 5 years, and you got mad.
Good. The best part is we're at the bottom of the hour.
Another break already? I got more stories.
Well, fortunately, we're headed to Las Vegas when we return. Hopefully, it'll be an okay one. Let's hit this break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobblehead from MMABobblehead.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back with you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, hanging out. I really shouldn't have said where we're broadcasting from.
Why?
Well, because we're headed back out to Las Vegas.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's fight week.
Yeah,
and it's fight week every week, which is awesome. But you never know the temperament, you know, as you're cutting weight. So
don't cut them off, and it'll be fine.
Let's welcome our next guest, Galvin Tucker. Galvin, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. I know it's just the beginning of fight week, but how was it going at in Las Vegas so far?
Oh, it's going really good. Fight weeks are starting to become a lot more familiar nowadays. You know, the UFC takes care of us really well, and everything's kind of preset with the diets and the water load and accommodations and staying away from the COVID and everything else. So it's going good.
This will be, I believe, your second time fighting during the pandemic. How much easier has it been, and will it be the next couple of days since you've already gone through it with one fight at the Apex?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a sense of familiarity to it. I mean, I'm in the exact same hotel room that I was in before, and we're going through the same process, same staff and people. So I think it gets easier as it goes, and you can definitely see the precautions and stuff that the UFC takes, and things are tightening up a little more since the second wave has kind of hit, but it's getting easier to deal with. Like I said, it's weird times, you know, so we just do what we can.
With you saying that, with the weird times, and obviously it definitely is, now that it's going into whatever month this is, the ninth month, 10th month, 8th month, is it more normal? You know, we keep saying, you know, the new normal. Is it more normal what you have to do to prepare yourself to everyday life and to fight on Saturday?
I mean, I'm going to be the wrong guy to ask about normal, to be honest, because I feel like our world, not even just in sports, but in just general MMA, so isolated anyways. But it definitely closes off the outside world. The bubble gets smaller. We're kind of stuck in our own little esoteric world here where we just kind of get to focus completely on what we're doing. And I mean, most fighters are pretty fixated on their careers anyway, so I don't think it takes a lot from focus. But there's no restaurants for distractions, which I suppose is nice for people that have issues with their diet. And There's no noise. Everything's very what I would call pure fight week. Less interviews, less nonsense. Not nonsense, but just less background noise. Less things you'd have to deal with that would maybe take up some of your time in fight week and remove you from that kind of fixation on the goal.
I always ask the athletes that I talk to, and I always say, you know, fight week, you know, it's not a vacation, it's business. But now that you're not able to go do some of those things, whether it's walk the strip, go to a restaurant, is it harder because you can't do it? And you probably wouldn't do it, but there's a difference between not going to do it because that's your choice and not going to do it because you can't.
Again, probably not the guy who can answer that the best, because for me, I wouldn't go do that anyways. It's not even something that appeals to me in the slightest. But I'd imagine that would take effect for some people. You feel contained, you know, even if you're not going to do it, just that feeling of being contained maybe causes a little bit of that kind of mental claustrophobia. So, yeah, I can see how some people might feel it. For me, the setup is great. Keeps me very focused and exactly what I'm doing. So, from my individual perspective, it's not at all a problem. COVID only keeps things more contained, and traveling with masks and stuff not only keeps the COVID away, but also the flu and everything else that might interfere with performance. So, it's become a blessing in ways for me.
Sure. We are talking to Galvin Tucker. Gets back in the octagon this Saturday, UFC 256. Fight week for you, is it, do you want to concentrate on Saturday and like count the minutes down, or do you want to try to, you know, keep your mind occupied? You know what the task is on Saturday, but you kind of don't want to think about it. It's Wednesday, and it's a long time before Saturday. Which type of person are you?
It depends on the moment, you know. I mean, you try to balance it. If you're too stimulated, you have to bring it down. If you're too relaxed, you have to bring it up and remind yourself of the reality that's about to come up. So it depends on where you are. You know, you kind of have to ride that wave and keep yourself in that kind of averaged margin where you start getting too relaxed, you know, and you have to leave the dressing room and go to the room with your team and work on strategy and pads and, you know, keep the goal fresh, keep it real, because that reality leaves you. It might be a little bit jarring come competition time. But if you fixate on it too much and you start stressing too far out, I mean, that doesn't have a good effect on the mind or the body or the emotional state. So it depends on where you are. You kind of take the wave as it comes and adjust accordingly. That's how I feel about it anyway.
I got you. Good stuff. Before I ask you about the fight on Saturday, a couple of questions we always like to ask to get the national audience to get to know you a little bit or a little bit more than they you know, might already know you. One of my favorite questions, dinner. And I know it's cut week, so I hate to talk food, but say you're going to have dinner. You can invite any four people over for dinner just to hang out, to talk, to whatever. It cannot be family, and it cannot be, you know, guys from the gym, athletes from the gym. What four people would you like to, living or passed away, real or fictitious, who would you like to kind of hang out with and just chat?
Geez, I like more time to think about these questions, but I would take, geez, I don't
We can come back
all.
To it. I can give you a minute or so to think about it.
Well, I'd, you know, take some people that were in my field, I mean, some famous musicians. I think Bono from U2 would be really interesting. That guy's really interesting. Aside from the music, I think that'd be a really cool one to have. Dana White would be pretty cool. I would get in and ask him some questions about, you know, the UFC thing. And I would pick a couple people for the last two chairs that were specialists in their field, almost gone beyond the Michael Jordan type characters, or Wayne Gretzky for sure, Canadian hockey legend, and. You know, if Pernell Whitaker was still alive, I'd probably pick Pernell and talk about some self-fall boxing and movement. Those would be my four.
That's a great table, I'll tell you what. I've had the opportunity to talk to three of the four of them, and that would definitely be an awesome thing.
Wow, that's great.
The only one I have in is Bono, but yeah, I obviously talked to Dana and Wayne Gretzky and Mr. Whitaker, and I knew his nephew who played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well. So it is a small world. What do you watch on TV? What kind of movies do you watch? What, you know, things to kind of, you know, just downtime?
Not really as much TV. I watch fights a lot. I really enjoy watching fights. I enjoy watching fights with my team, my friends, and making a, you know, social gathering of it. You know, my girl watches a few Netflix shows. I'll sit there and pretty much watch anything mindlessly or tag along for the time or experience. But I don't really sit and watch TV too much, to be honest.
Okay. Well, that's probably better. I wish I watched less TV. Now let's talk about Saturday. You know, typically I like to, you know, talk some other things, and you know, everybody talks about fights, so let's talk about Saturday in the octagon with Billy Q. You were scheduled to fight him a couple months ago. Is that, and it would be an advantage or disadvantage if that's the case for both of you, is it an advantage that you've already done some research, you already probably know a little bit about, you know, Billy, that you might not have known if it was a fighter you hadn't been scheduled to fight?
I don't think so. I mean, he's fought since, so
right.
We've definitely got a new look at each other, but I mean, it's the UFC. Everyone's exceptional. Everyone's growing constantly, so I think that is, you know, there's certain things you can expect and lean on. You know, that old boss is saying the zebra doesn't change his stripes, so certain things you can absolutely expect, and then there's other things that are going to come up as they adjust for you, so I think the elongated camp maybe can sometimes make you fixate on stuff too much that may or may not happen. And sometimes the elongated camps can give you extra time to really improve an area that they're maybe really well versed in. So it works both ways. It really depends on just kind of that relationship we have on fight night and what that's going to look like and what the intentions are. You know, when I find out what his intentions are, then I'll find out whether or not it was an advantage or disadvantage to have extra time.
Interesting. Does it, when you watch film, and you know, I ask a lot of fighters this, do you watch the film to see stuff, or does it not even matter what they're going to do because it only matters what you're going to do to the opponent, not what the opponent is going to attempt to do to you?
Oh, no, I watch the film, and I take notes, and I watch in slow motion over and over, and I take stills, and I do everything, and then bring it to the team. The team watches it on their own individually, and then we watch it together. We watch it back. You get a fresh take, a new perspective every time you watch it, and we just really go through. We just rerun it through the mill, you know. So. I'm absolutely, I like specific preparation.
Awesome. Funniest thing that's ever happened to you during a fight?
That's easy. My shorts came down last fight. You know, I exposed my underwear to the world. So that was a fun one. I escaped the guillotine and kicked out, and my shorts came down over my butt, and we didn't get them back up until the bell.
You should have sold the shorts. It was probably very valuable.
I don't know. If you know anyone who wants to buy them, you let me know.
I'll tell you a quick funny story. So quite a few years ago, we were raising money for the Ryan Bennett Memorial Fund. Ryan Bennett was the original co-owner of MMA Weekly, very well known back in the day. And a lot of the fighters were donating items, and we were auctioning it off and sending the money to the widow. So Matt Serra beats GSP. I'm in his locker room. And Matt said, I'll give you the gloves after the fight. I go in to get the gloves, and Matt goes, Randy, I just knocked out GSP. I can't give you my gloves. And I said, Matt, I totally get it. You know, whatever you're comfortable with. He goes, how about my shorts? I said, sure. So he goes into the bathroom, he opens the door, and he goes, Randy, I just knocked out GSP. I can't give you the shorts. How about my underwear? And I said, sure, Matt, whatever, we'll sell anything. And it sold for over $800. So
you kidding me?
No, God's honest truth. Wow. Sold for just over $800 that went to the fund. So you never know, underwear could be valuable.
Yeah, I don't think mine's going to sell for the same quality as Jared's, especially in context of that fight, but never know.
You absolutely never know. Galvin, what can we expect to see Saturday night?
A good question. I ask myself that every minute of the day, but my hopes in what you see is something that looks very matured, very professional, very technical. Very brilliant and very ruthless.
Cannot wait. Saturday night, UFC back live from the Apex Center. Galvin, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold and get your address and send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and giving us a couple minutes of your time.
Thanks, man. It's my pleasure to be on, and appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon. That is Galvin Tucker. Enters the octagon against Billy Q, local Tampa guy. Looking forward to the fight.
That's textbook. That's just a textbook interview. I mean, up and down. That's how you act as a guest with respect.
Let it go.
No, I'm not going to let it go.
Let it go.
I'm standing up for you.
It's all right.
I can't allow the disrespect.
It's all right. It's all cool. But Galvin seemed like a really cool dude.
Awesome guy.
You know, I liked his demeanor. It is fight week. And again, we've had some people. I remember vividly, and I've talked about this. I sat down with Rich Franklin on a Thursday, hanging out with him.
Right.
And Rich Franklin is one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. And he was a grouch.
Were you in detention? Were you guys?
No. I didn't know my bath products.
Were you guys at school?
Rich was so cool. But, you know, the day before weigh-ins.
Just anxiety, nerves, like stress.
I don't think it was all that. And again, every fighter is different. But in this case, it's always you're cutting weight. And it's the day before weight. You know, and they have it down to the minutes, to the hours, to the whatever. So Wednesday's not as bad. Try doing these interviews on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
It's ugly.
Yeah. Well, because they're all over the place mentally.
I had George Gazelle come up to my room. It was, you know, we didn't have the setups like we've had, you know, recently. And so I'm doing the show live from whatever casino it was in Vegas. And, you know, George is my brother. I literally love George Gazelle. And if you call him what you're going to call him, I'm going to punch you in the nose.
Jorge.
I'm punching you in the nose. So, you know, one of my biggest thrills, and I've told you this, is I trained at David Vieira's gym in Rio in my George Gazelle gi.
Yes.
Okay. So George is going to do the show, and I'm now doing it from the room. We were going to do it from the lobby or whatever. So he comes into the room, and he literally almost killed me because I was eating a bag of Cheetos. And every time, and I had Cheetos last night, every time I eat a Cheeto, it's kind of like what we were talking about, you know, the former co-hosts and, you know, you do things so that it's always talked about.
Right.
Every time I stick a Cheeto in my mouth, I think of George Gazelle.
Well, at the Super Bowl this year, Super Bowl 54 in Miami, when I met MC Hammer, and he put in the little two fingers, like, you know, the two legit, the quit thing in the photo. He was really close to touching my white suit. And I was like, hey, look, you don't have Cheeto fingers, do you? He didn't think it was funny.
Well, now he does a Cheeto commercial.
I know. That's why I said it. Right. That's why I was like, you didn't get Cheeto dust on my suit, did you?
I didn't know that.
And then he kind of looked at me sideways. but he was behind the sunglasses. I think he was already a little...
Hammer school.
Hammered.
Hammer time.
He was already hammered. He was already having
somehow my going from Bat Boy to what I'm doing didn't equal MC Hammer going from Bat Boy to what he did.
Well, you're the wrong team.
I don't know.
Was he with the Oakland A's?
He was with the A's.
Yeah, the A's was cool.
Charles
they
Finley.
Had the neon
Well,
green.
It was Finley. It was Charles Finley, you know, the owner who kind of helped him. And, you know, and it was all about being around those guys. I mean, I got stories, too, that I can't tell. But
yeah, we have a lot of those. I'm starting to get more of those. Hanging out with you,
like what?
Secrets and things you can't talk about on air. And
well, that's because I'm that's the type of person I am.
4 years ago, I was just free and I could say what I wanted, didn't have to worry about it. But now I say stuff and I got to meet these people.
Exactly. Like, well, and that's why you know Kenny Florian once called me out, and we talked about it in New York, and Grossman was there at the time, and you know Kenny would always give me crap because I don't like picking fights.
Right.
I don't like picking fights, and you know, here's the reason: I don't want to pick against. Somebody that's a friend,
right?
Somebody that's an acquaintance, because people take it personally, and I don't care what anybody says. People take it personally. You can tell me until you're blue in the face. Oh, it doesn't matter. Go with your heart. Go blah blah blah. If I was to pick against certain people, of course it's gonna, you know, it's human nature, right? Now, if that person goes on to win, obviously they're gonna stick it in my face and na 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 boo boo and all that kind of stuff. Right. But if they lose. They're going to go, oh, you picked against me. Like, there are certain people I would never pick against ever.
Like who?
Even if Eve Edwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's your boy.
Eve Edwards. There was a fight or two. It was going to be close. It didn't matter to me. I would never pick against Eve Edwards, ever. I told you the famous Tim Sylvia story. So,
oh, yeah.
I'm at Mandalay Bay. I'm not a gambler. I don't bet. And I went up to the window with some people that were throwing stupid money down. And I'm like, all right, I'll try one of these trifecta deals or quinella deals or whatever. And it was a bunch of them. And Tim Sylvia was fighting Andre Arlovsky, one of the numerous times that he fought him. And I don't remember how much I bet. I don't remember how much I would have won or did win. But I bet on Tim Sylvia to beat Andre Arlovsky.
Okay.
I didn't know that you can make mistakes when you put bets in.
Oh, what'd you do?
No, the people that plug in the things in.
Oh,
and that's why they say always read your ticket and all that kind of stuff. Well, I didn't know. I don't bet. And this, you know, I still don't bet.
Right.
So I bet on three fights. Two I won. One I lost. Tim Sylvia lost to Andre Arlovsky.
Okay.
And I went to throw the ticket away, and I happened to look. And they gave me Andre Arlovsky over Tim Sylvia.
So you won by default or by technicality.
So I told people, I'm not cashing this in. I just can't do it. It would be like I bet against Tim Sylvia over Andre Arlovsky. You know, or I bet on Andre Arlovsky over Tim Sylvia. You know what my good friend Tim Sylvia said?
You take the money.
I believe the quote was, F that. Give it to me. I'll cash it. I threw it away.
Did you? How much would you have won?
It was like $60.
Okay.
I couldn't do it. And you know me. I can do a lot of things.
You could have put it towards Tim's GoFundMe page. Isn't he doing one for surgery now?
Well, that was before. That was the arm.
Okay.
That was the arm. If you're going to try to be stupidly funny,
I'm not stupidly funny.
At least be up to date.
I'm just trying to be accurate.
So, I don't like picking against. So Kenny starts the job with I think it was Fox at the time or
Spike. Maybe.
Spike. I was going to say Spirit, Sprite. You know, whatever. And I asked him about it. He goes, "No, I get it now." He said that he could still do it, but he gets it. But it's tough to do.
Sure.
It really is tough to do.
Especially if you want to have a career where you are, you know, where people actually do your show and you, know, you want to be have longevity. Because a lot of guys can get the flash in the pan, but can they turn it into a career and sustain it?
But a lot of guys pick fights. I mean, you know, they do. You know, is it any different than picking the football game?
No.
You know, or picking, and you know, Skittles or croquet or curling or, you know, you're still picking on or against or whatever.
Right.
But I'm just not comfortable doing it because it's one of those, do you go with who you really think is going to win? Or would you ever pick against, you know, your two daughters fight. Who are you picking? I know who you're picking.
The small one.
Because she's going to win.
No, she's a dominant.
But I know that.
Her leg kick is like amazing.
She would definitely win.
She's got a snap like a dragon.
I truly believe that she could probably knock you out.
She's tried.
I saw her kick the concrete at my house, and it almost dropped the whole house.
Yeah.
It's brutal. Now, wouldn't the other daughter be a little upset? I mean, she's probably used to you picking against her, though.
Always used to it. Yeah. The life is tough. I can't raise babies.
We went to a birthday party. I'm going to tell you a true story.
Okay.
Went to Jack's birthday party.
Okay.
And Jack's sister got upset. Something happened.
Okay.
I'm going to get in trouble for telling the story, but
do it.
I'm going to. All
right.
So she's crying.
Okay.
I misunderstood. They were playing dodgeball. So I thought a boy, because I was in there throwing her, the ball too. I thought a boy hit her in the nose.
Okay.
Okay. And she's crying.
Right.
I came over. I go, first of all, you're a Harris now. There's whether no that's crying. Your last name or not,
right.
There is no crying.
Right.
You get. I said, she sparred at David Bybee's the other day and beat up this little girl.
Love it.
Younger than her, but whatever. It don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
if you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you're playing the New York Jets, it's not your fault you're playing the worst team in football. Do you see how they lost that game on purpose?
Who did?
The Jets.
Did they?
Oh, my God.
They lost on purpose?
They lost on purpose.
Why?
Allegedly. I don't want to get sued.
What would be the point
of that? We'll talk about that, in the next hour. So I'm telling her, I said, we don't cry. We don't cry. We get even. Let's go get him. I'm going to go get him. And then she told me it wasn't a boy. It was the girl that was standing next to her. I go, what? I said, I'm going to hit you myself. A, you let her hit you in the nose with a ball, and B, you retaliate.
You're going to get in trouble at home. Good luck with those cats. They're the only friends you got right now.
That's all right.
But yeah, I mean, that's the way you should raise your kids. That's why I raised my kids.
It's like the trophies, the participation.
But those aren't your kids, unfortunately. They're your son's family. So, you're the grandpa, but you can't really give that advice.
Not only I did.
Well, because if the girl hits her in the face and busts her nose open, you're the bad guy.
If your
granddaughter retaliates and hits the other girl in the face and breaks her nose or busts her nose open, then they're
it's
be like,
part of the game. It's part of the game.
Grandpa, granddaddy told us to hit him in the face.
I didn't say hit him in the face, but I did say retaliate. Retaliate at all costs.
They're never going to let you on the PTA board.
That's why I do it. I don't want to be on that stuff. I don't want to be called to school. I don't want to be, but I mean it. I didn't allow my kids to cry.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
When they would cry, I would have them stand up and I'd push them back down. Now I got your parents never said, if you keep crying, I'll give you something to cry about?
No, my dad's an engineer. My mom's a school teacher.
What's that mean?
When was the last time you saw a guy with a pocket protector be a mean person? he might figure out the angle at which I fall so that I don't hurt myself.
I'm going to say my father-in-law also was an engineer.
Yeah.
And you would have a better chance of me being nice to you than mean to him.
Really?
I was bad. That's the only person I've ever been scared of in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
An engineer.
He's a bad dude.
Did he drive a train? Or what kind of engineer was he?
He was a bad, bad man. So was my uncle.
Those are probably the most dangerous people.
The people you don't expect.
Well, the ones that have that death grip, like the machinists and those iron workers. Some of those guys will crush your hand.
My uncle, I'll tell this story real quick since he's passed on. My uncle was a teacher in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And this was before, obviously, the day we're in now. He had he was kind of like the Mr. Cotter class.
Okay.
Only it was like the bad dudes, the guys that pull switchblades and guns and all that stuff. So one threatened my uncle. They were on the third floor, I believe. So he took them Suge Knight style.
Oh, hung out the window?
Yeah.
By his ankles?
By his ankles.
Ooh, yeah. He signed over his rights, isn't that?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
So did this guy. He signed away his rights as well.
Look, it was a different era back then.
Right? It was.
A different level of toughness. It was acceptable back then.
Now, I don't know if it was acceptable. It's just
the way it was.
It was just the way it was.
You got what you deserved. Now everybody's a snowflake. Everybody's entitled.
Are principals allowed to spank kids anymore?
No.
I want to go back to school.
I highly doubt it. There's
I go
no
back
way.
To school.
There's no way a principal can spank someone today. There's too many rights being broken.
The worst part about when I got spanked when I was in elementary school is I knew I'd get spanked when I got home. I got a double spanking.
Yeah, the double the spanking at home got pretty good. Oh,
tree
man.
Limbs.
Yeah,
lay in the street. We're driving
spaghetti,
over
spaghetti spoons.
Oh, I got it all.
Oh, my mom.
And I was okay with it.
Mom, the worst I ever got. Second grade teacher. If you got caught talking, because we didn't have cell phones back then, but if you got talking to your friends, she'd make you put your fingers on the desk. She came around with this long wooden ruler.
Yeah,
she would smack your knuckles.
Yeah,
boy, we should bring that back. We should bring that back.
I think you ought to bring it back here. If they screw up a pizza, you slap them upside the face.
I absolutely will.
I think that definitely works. So, good hour so far. I do have a question that I want you to think about.
Okay.
We have 30 seconds till the break. How do you spell gray? Don't answer it.
Okay.
When we come back, I want to know, how do you spell gray? This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Always available on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
And Naked Beats Man, one.
We'll be right back. Dave Manley coming.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place. Watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City.